Welcome. On Thursday, June the 9th, I visited the Historical Museum of the City of Krakow. I had an opportunity to see the exhibition about the people of Krakow in times of terror from 1939 to 1945 and from 1945 to 1956. The museum, the Historical Museum of the City of Krakow, is located on Pomorska Street. During the Second World War, the Gestapo were headquartered in Krakow on 2nd Pomorska Street. The cells of the previous Gestapo prison and the testimonies of the past serve an important purpose as a national memory. The exhibition tells the complex history of the city while preparing the visitors to see the cells. This is where Polish people fought for Polish freedom and independence. The Gestapo cells is also a place where Polish people were tortured and murdered as a result of fighting for Polish freedom. The exhibition is divided into three parts. The first one presents the activities of the Association of Defense of the Western Borderlands, as well as the history of the Silesian House. The second part shows the fate of the chosen people, both Krakow citizens and individuals connected with Krakow, along with the victims of the German terror during the Nazi occupation in 1939 to 1945. The third part of the exhibition is devoted to the period of 1945 to 1956 and presents various attitudes of the population against the people's power imposed on the Polish society. People of Krakow in Times of Terror is a story about the similarities between the two totalitarian systems, the Nazi and the Communist. The exhibition also told a story about the ordinary people and citizens of Krakow who lived here in this highly turbulent and tragic period in Polish history. Documents, family souvenirs, and photographs form the narrative of the Krakow citizens in 1939 to 1945 and from 1945 to 1956. The documentary is complemented by the elements of stage design, including the arranged interrogation room, as well as the audiovisual presentations or recordings of the witnesses. One of the most important elements of the exhibition is the innovative project of the Historical Museum of Krakow. The virtual archives, information about the victims of Nazi and Stalinist terror collected by the museum employees over many years, were made available to the general public in the form of an electronic database. Due to the collected documents and photographs, every visitor is provided with an opportunity to get accustomed with the curriculum of selected individuals. The database currently consists of several thousand items and will be expanded in the future. The past has to hurt sometimes, however, it must be remembered. The branch of the Historical Museum, located at 2 Pomorska Street in Krakow, is not only an exhibition, but it is also a space for social dialogue, the exchange of ideas and views on our common and not-so-distant history. This place, along with Oskar Schindler's enamel factory and the pharmacy under the eagle, creates the remembrance route of the Historical Museum of Krakow. These three points on the map of Krakow are the three complementary stories about the war and the time that came after the war. One of the main quotes in front of the museum consists of the following. The only witnesses to the tears shed and the goings on in here are these four walls and good Jesus. This was an inscription carved by an unknown prisoner into a wall of the Gestapo prison cell, number 3. I was provided with an opportunity to meet with a professor and lecturer at the Historical Museum of Krakow, Mr. Tomasz Staszel. He provided me with a book called Krakow's Disowned Soldiers. This book is about the anti-communist underground soldiers who defended Poland, and it is about the independent Polish who fought for the right to self-determination and realization of aspirations of the Polish society. The publication tells the story of 14 people, along with the memories shared among their relatives. This crucial period of Polish history is almost completely unknown in the world. It was not until 2011 that the Polish Parliament passed a law to establish Disowned Soldiers Remembrance Day, which has since been officially honored on the 1st of March. The commemorative events are organized by central and local governments as well as ordinary Poles who have a heartfelt need to engage with an important part of Polish history. The Poles who contested the occupation authorities were ruthlessly fought back, arrested by the Gestapo. Many were tortured during interrogations, murdered in either public or mass executions, or deported to concentration camps, where they were executed, tortured to death, or killed by exhaustion due to starvation and hard work. Polish Jews were murdered in the hundreds in gas chambers. In the years from 1939 to 1945, over 5 million Polish citizens were deported to concentration camps, extermination camps, and forced labor camps. More than 3 million of them never came back. Next, I will share a few of the quotes that were shared on the walls of the entrance of the former Gestapo cells. Next, we walk down the stone stairs into the basement. The air in there was musty and saturated with dampness. The steps of the Gestapo man striding behind me in his hobnailed boots echoed loudly against the ceiling. Ahead of me walked the Gestapo usher with keys, lighting the way with his pocket torch. To the right, muffled moans were coming from behind the thick door. Another quote on the walls consisted of the following. We were taken downstairs into one of the cellars, and what we saw there was truly atrocious. In the corridor, I got a few kicks from the Gestapo men on their way downstairs and a slap or two across the face before my torturer came back for me and took me to the bunker. Professor and lecturer Mr. Tomasz Staszel also provided me with a book called The Fighting City, 1939 to 1945. This is a book that he co-authored. The book is a catalog for the temporary exhibition, Fighting City, 1939 to 1945, presented at a branch of the Historical Museum of Krakow, Oskar Schindler's enamel factory. This book tells the story of the underground structures of the state and the people who risked their lives for the freedom of Poland. Struggling every day with the real threat of death, Poles were able to build a structure together across party lines to fight for independence. Together, they formed reform projects that could ensure the rapid development of the country after the war. It is important for us to get to know lots of people who in the years of World War II, at the expense of their own safety, they wanted to do in our country something selfless in order to help others. I want to sincerely thank Mr. Tomasz Staszel for providing me with a tour of the exhibition at the Historical Museum of Krakow called The People of Krakow in Times of Terror from 1939 to 1945. To 1946 on Pomorska Street. I want to thank Mr. Tomasz Staszel for also providing me with the books called Krakow's Disowned Soldiers and the book called The Fighting City, 1939 to 1945. Last but not least, I also want to thank my grandmother, Urszula Malinowska, Pani Jola, and Pan Maciek for providing me with an opportunity of a lifetime to spend an entire month in Poland. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.